During last night's debate for the state hosted by Alaska Public Media, races for U.S. House and Senate took on very different tones. The four candidates running for U.S. Senate frequently talked over one another and found multiple opportunities to get digs in. Incumbent Republican Lisa Murkowski caught criticisms from both sides, on the right by Libertarian Joe Miller, and from the left by Independent Margaret Stock. For example, both challenged Murkowski over her response to the nomination of Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court.
But he has suggested that somehow or other I have supported Merrick Garland. We haven't had an opportunity to weigh in on Merrick Garland, so I just want to make sure that people understand that what I supported was a process that allows...
I'm not sure how you can have it both ways with a hearing.
You can absolutely have it both ways.
Candidates' answers ran the ideological gamut from extremely conservative to populist progressive platforms like Democrat Ray Metcalf's call for a public option in health care. There were fewer fireworks in the debate among four candidates for U.S. House. Republican incumbent Don Young held up his years of experience and familiarity with the federal government as some of his strongest assets. But Young's record was exactly what Democrat Steve Lindbeck, a former general manager for Alaska Public Media, went after.
You've been investigated by the FBI. You were reprimanded only 2 years ago by the House Ethics Committee. You've broken federal ethics disclosure rules for a long time now. If you're reelected, how could Alaskans possibly believe that the next 2 years would be any different?
Young batted away the question, saying the only Alaskans who bring this up are the candidates who run against him. Young noted the FBI closed its case without charging him. It was a rare spark in an otherwise cordial debate. Young, Lindbeck, as well as two other candidates, Libertarian Jim McDermott and Independent Bernie Supanovan, were amicable, even though there were huge differences in their approaches to policy. Even on the divisive topic of transgender bathroom access, a political flashpoint both locally and nationally, Young and the others were largely on the same page.
You know, I'm not sure the federal government has a role in this, but they're going to pursue it. The Supreme Court will make that decision. But, you know, there's a lot of other serious problems occurring in this country right today. And remember, everybody uses the same bathroom in your home.
State and federal elections are Tuesday, November 8th.